I am Daniel Lickes, and welcome to Book 101 Review. Book 101 is all about the books that I read for the last 40 years. And today I have my special guest. He is the author of the book, It's All in the Lyrics, How Music Helped Me Heal and Find My Voice. No other than Mr. Tony Castle. Welcome, Mr. Tony, on Book 101 Review. And can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, congrats on being number one on Podmatch. That's a great honor. It's good to be with you today.
My name,
as you said, is Tony Castle. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I have five children, married, and currently I'm full-time member of the New Mexico National Guard, but also It's All in the Lyrics, How Music Helped Me Heal and Find My Voice, as you had said. But I consider myself predominantly a musician, so I write and record a lot of music sitting in my home studio today. And that's basically what this book was about, was how I've used music as a tool and what I want to do as a musician to kind of help other people be seen and heard and through mental health journeys and stuff like that.
Mr. Tony Castle, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. Thank you. And tell us, was there a specific song or lyric that served as the initial catalyst for your healing journey? What is it about the particular combination of words and music that created the first track in the wall?
Really, it's anybody that's ever gone through anything, you kind of feel like you're alone in those emotions sometimes. So I grew up in a foster home. One of the first instances was Garth Brooks's That Summer. Was as you're listening to the song, feeling what the artist is singing or the singer singing about, it kind of helps you bridge what you're going through. And that's how I've used music throughout my life.
We often enjoy music passively. How do you transition from simply hearing songs to actively using them as a tool for introspection and emotional processing?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever consumed music any other way. So in talking to a lot of other people, they can casually listen to music. To me, I've always used music as a drug, so I don't listen to it any other way than introspectively, even in live settings or whatever.
Interesting, Mr. Tony. And how did music provide a temporary structure of a sonic scaffolding to hold of you when you felt too fragile to support your own emotional weight?
So the book, really what it is I built a playlist of my life. So it's got 366 songs, and that is basically what I'm doing. Every single one of those entries is talking about how that particular song in that moment was the therapy that I used to get to the next song. It's not always depressing. The way that I'm laying it makes it kind of sound like everything is deep and dark. Going to concerts and high moments of life too, music has been there as well. It is a little easier to just be in the moment when you're feeling positive emotion, particularly for me. But as I've waded through some of the more difficult things to get through, that's kind of where music was, that transition area that you kind of sit in it and develop and grow as a human being, try to figure out, hey, what's my next step? What do I need to learn about myself? What do I need to do differently? How do I approach people differently? And through, like, having somebody else coach you through it in song format is kind of the way that I've used music as a drug.
Mr. Tony, the title says music help you to find your voice. How did first burying the words and emotions of other your artists eventually lead you to discover and trust your own authentic voice?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, actually, because there's a lot that goes to being when you consume music or when you consume any type of art, particularly even writing a book or as we're talking about the book today. You everything that you feel and you deal with in music form is just you and an audio player, you and stereo, you and Apple Music, Amazon, whatever you listen to. You don't really like you get the opportunity to grow and heal in all of that. But when you make the decision to be vulnerable with pieces of your life in book form or song form and put it out there, you got a lot of technical things from an art perspective that you have to deal with. But there's a lot of is this okay to share on a platform, and will I be understood the same way that I understood people that provided me musical opportunities? And I think that's one of the bigger things for me was after going through everything that I've been through from, you know, deployments with the military or I've been divorced and trying to heal and recover from some of the mental health stuff that I've been through. Putting that out there and being willing to be vulnerable with it it becomes a little bit more difficult in those perspectives, but you also have the confidence of knowing through your healing process that hey, I have a story to tell. And I believe that through sharing my story, I can awaken other people to have the confidence, one, to heal, to get the help that they need from a mental health perspective, whether that's therapy, medication, what have you. And then once they heal, they have the opportunity to further advance humanity through their story as well.
Inspiring, Mr. Tony. So can you describe a moment when a lyric suddenly reflected a truth back to you that you had not been able to articulate to yourself? What did that feel like?
Yeah, so again, 366 different songs. So I talk about it time after time. The one that I talk about a lot is the day that I went to foster home. I just came back. It was the end of the first day of the third grade for me. And I just came back from school. My stepmom was packing a box of my belongings. And as I walked in, it was very confusing. I was 8 years old. And I asked her what was up. She basically told me, like, she couldn't pull herself together emotionally. She was crying. She told me that my dad would be home and he would have to explain. And when my dad got home, he started explaining, you know, like, hey, we have 8 children in total. It was one of 8. So 7 siblings. It was just too much for them at the point where they needed to go to foster home temporarily. And so after he explained it, he hugged me. We kind of cried together for a second while we were my social worker to show up. And as he was holding me, I had flashbacks to back when I was like 4 years old. And my parents got divorced, and I think that shaped a lot of the things that I went through. And so as we're standing there hugging, I had these memories of all the things that we went through when I used to be his little sidekick, and him and I were all the lyrics to Juice Newton's Angel of Morning ran through my head. So you're an 8-year-old child, you're small, and the only way that you can process such a complex thing is through the lyrics of a song. And if you've heard Angel of the Morning by Juice Newton, the lyrics are, it's a departure song. It's somebody trying to like slip away silently. So for me to be able to process something so intense at such a young age, the only way that I could really, as I got in my social worker's vehicle and we drove, the only way I could really process that was through that song. That was the only thing that I could reach for to provide myself with comfort.
Mr. Anthony, did you find yourself intuitively creating different playlists for different emotional states? A grief playlist, an anger playlist, a hope playlist? How did that curation aid your healing?
Not for this book, it was chronological. I do have As a human being and as a music fan, I have playlists like that, yes. I don't tend to want to sit in an emotion, and human emotion is so complex that depending on what you're feeling, so take a look, take my foster home situation for example. You can move from the extreme sadness of leaving home to being angry at your parents for letting you go, to being confused or scared about entering into a new home. All these different emotions, they weren't linear, and I didn't sit in any one of them for very long. And so rather, my musical journey kind of as a consumer tends to follow that. Is I can quickly go from 1 3-minute song of like I'm pissed off about this thing to being like extremely sad, or even finding joy or hope and being like finding a moment of like I can do this, I can get through this, and finding that victory. And so that was kind of why I didn't narrow any particular emotion down in the playlist that I built, and I made it more chronological so you could kind of feel the it's the book I wrote is a memoir, and so the plot is real. But that's exactly what I was going through, is those musical movements, the ebbs and flows, almost like ocean waves, is riding those and not hanging in a particular moment for very long.
Mr. Anthony, while the book focuses on lyrics, how the pure, wordless emotions of a melody or a chord progression work in a tandem with the words to facilitate healing?
I mean, that's the biggest thing about music, right? So I would venture to guess you talk to authors or people about plots of books. When you talk like chord progressions and movements of music, it's almost manipulative in the way that musician, and I guess it all goes together. But when you talk about lyrics and the meaning of the words and having the right words as a musician or as a music fan, basically pulling you in this direction, it's all the stuff that happens underneath those lyrics that kind of build that makes this story. You know, so much like a soundtrack for a movie or anything like that, or you know, you watch a commercial and they're playing a sad thing and it makes you feel sad because the imagery matches the way that the music is composed, and that's all very important. So as I have continued moving from like consuming music to producing music and writing my own music, that's stuff that I had to learn from a technical perspective. I'm trying to drive, I feel sad, the lyrics are sad, the words are sad. What do I do with music? What do I do with instrumentation to make it feel that way? And so you can, as a producer of music, you can glean on some of the more sad instruments like piano or violins, or you know, if you're going for a more happier emotion, you can lean on other instruments like flutes and ukuleles and stuff like that. But yeah, it's setting the stage and really enhancing what you're trying to say in the lyrics of any given song to make sure that the music and instrumentation kind of follows that.
Did your healing journey eventually compel you to move from being a listener to creating your own music or writing your own lyrics? If so, how was that transition, Mr. Anthony?
And that when I say find my voice, I mean that literally as a singer, as a lyricist, as I play guitar multiple instruments. I'm better at some than others. Mainly play guitar, but it part of it was and I've had a couple different movements through my mental health journey. One being in 2004 after I graduated from high school and went on to college and had to like try to establish my own identity. And then again, later on in life after my deployment. And really what I was looking at is there was a point in time where I was writing lyrics to heal myself. And as I got better, it moved more from, hey, what do I do to put things out there so that other people can heal or basically present art to them in a way that to give them a moment of comfort. And so as I really continued to grow in interest, I took it upon myself to continue to learn and try to hone my craft and and figure out what it was that about the songs that made that moved me, and how do I take all of that stuff and in my own voice and start to put it down and tell the stories that will help other people heal as well. But yeah, it's really difficult. Anybody who's ever like watched a commercial or a movie, it's so much easier to consume it. And it takes like an hour to consume a movie. Well, all of the work that goes in behind the scenes and all the technical stuff that goes behind it, having to learn that as a human being, and I've done most of it on my own, not through traditional publishers or record labels or anything like that. And so having to learn how to do these things while you're holding your craft is it's almost like a side thing that we wouldn't even have time to talk about at this point. A lot goes into it.
Mr. Tony, as a debut author, what are your short-term and long-term goals?
Really, so this book is the only book that I ever intend to write, and I didn't even mean to write it. So basically, after my last significant bout with mental health, I went to a Garth Brooks concert, and as I was coming back from that concert to back to where I needed to be, I started going through this emotional journey, and I was listening to the music on the playlist, and I was like, hey, I need to write this down. So for one day, every day for a year, I basically took a song and I wrote about it and I blogged it. And at the end of that experiment, I was like, there's a book here. So I pulled it down off the wheel, started writing and revising and editing it, making it more palatable and presentable to the public. And so really, I accidentally wrote this book. At the conclusion of that, I am a writer, obviously, lyrics and things like that, but I have written most of my life in other ways as well. So if I ever do write anything again, it would probably be more in the vein of lyrics type stuff, poetry, that type of art. But really right now, and at the end of this book, that's basically what I say, is it's time for me to stop dreaming. It's time for me to really start putting what I've learned over the last 40 years into practice. And I need to get to a place where I'm in the studio and I'm writing and recording music and producing it out to people. And that's kind of my plea for anybody who has any type of artistic aspirations. So maybe the listeners, a lot of people here are probably into books and reading. If you can read a book, you can write a book. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of self-doubt and like, hey, do I have what it takes to put my ideas down in a way that other people can consume it? And I would tell anyone listening, any of your podcast listeners, you have what it takes. You have a voice. It's finding that voice and taking what is inside of your heart, the emotions, the feelings, the experiences, and putting it to paper and having courage and in what you have, the ideas that you have in your head, and putting them out. Because your story is valuable. The ideas and the art that you have is meaningful. And there's a whole world out there that wants to hear your story. And ultimately, that was the conclusion that I came to. For me, it is leaving the book arena and going more into the music platform. But I highly encourage people, if you have any aspirations, if you believe you have a story in you, get it out there. Get it out there. There's a whole world that needs to hear that.
Well, good luck to your goals, Mr. Anthony, and looking forward for more success. And what will be your piece of advice for those people that don't want to be an author like you?
Just to expand on what I said is find people. You can do this on your own. I grew up in the 80s, and everything was, it had to go through a movie theater. You needed a publisher. You needed a record label. You needed somebody else to buy into you and to invest in your art. With the way that things are these days and how easy it is to produce music, put it out on SoundCloud, get it onto streaming platforms, with as easy as it is to publish to Amazon, Audible, all of those things, I did all of this on my own. And it took me a lot longer because I didn't always pull people in. I was picky on my artistic process, and I wanted to own the whole creative, from the graphic design that you see on the screen right now. I did all that myself, and I wanted to. And so with as easy as it is to put things out, I would encourage other people that have artistic aspirations that it's always that first step that's the scariest. It's really scary to put your story out there and put your ideas out there and the fear of criticism. But it's easier to do that in a lot of mediums because of what we have access to. And so I would say, hey, take those courageous first steps. Find somebody that believes in you. In addition to yourself, find solid people that will help you get through this. But there is an entire world waiting to hear what you have in your head if you just take the time and start investing in your craft to move forward with those aspirations.
Thank you for that advice, Mr. Anthony. And can you please recommend a book or books that influence your journey?
Yeah. So as I was going through, I didn't read a lot while I was writing because I didn't want other people's voice to influence mine. But as I was closing the chapter, the final chapter in editing, I actually read Ariel Bloomer. She is the front person of Icon for Hire, one of the bands I really like. She wrote a memoir / self-help book, and it's called Turn Your Pain into Art. And so it's very much in the same vein. I stay more in the memoir. She leans more towards self-help. But as a person who went through the record labels and toured around the world and, you know, us emotional people, it's like, how long do we have to stay damaged? And it's kind of, there's a little bit of that. It's like, hey, heal, but also like your story matters. And so to see how she did that as a musician and throughout her transformation, and then ultimately making that decision to heal as well. And so just loving Ariel and everything that she does, I really appreciated that book, and it made it very practical and palatable for myself as I'm like, all right, well, I've healed. Now what do I do on the technical side? That book brought a lot of inspiration to me, and I certainly hope your listeners, if they take the time to look into that, they'll find that same inspiration.
Thank you for that recommended book, Mr. Tony. And if you could go back and hand your younger self a pair of headphones with one song queued up, what the song would be and why?
That is fantastic. Right now, there's I didn't get into it, but a lot of the underlying stuff is my mom was vacant most of my life. And there's a song right now that I'm finding a lot of solace in. I'm a huge metal fan. Demon Hunter just released their most recent album about a month ago. It's called There Is a Light Here. And the title track from that album is His Mom Recently Passed Away. And it's a very introspective song. And it's almost like the music video is the lead singer almost like providing guidance back to himself that his mom shared with him along the way. Is the way I envision it. But if right now, if I could go back, that would be the song that the headphones that I've handed myself and say, you know, there is a light. There's pain in this world. There's hurt in this world, but there's hope in this world. And that song really is teaching me that the power of human relationship, that where hurt people, healed people heal people too. And finding other people that you can gravitate to. For me, it's always been musicians. It's always been lyricists. But if I could hand any song to myself as a younger individual, it would be that. It's permission to heal and the courage to move forward in a world without somebody that meant a lot to you. And so that's my recommendation. Demon Hunter, there was a light here.
Thank you for that. And is there one song from your healing journey that returned to again and again? And has its meaning for you evolved over time?
Yes. Yeah. I close my book out with Awaken Love by Lacey Stone. Lacey fronted Flyleaf, and then she became a mother, left the music industry, raised her kids for a little bit. Now she's coming back into the fold. She's starting a tour again. But Awaken Love was the song that I used as my mom passed. When my mom passed away, that was very big for me. And it's a lot. I can't really explain it. The lyrics are there, but there's something going on in the instrumentation that just makes my heart jump. And there's sorrow, but there's a feeling of victory in it. And I think that's one of the biggest things is, as I said, hurt people, as hurt and busted and broken as I've been in the past, we as humans need to make that daily decision to awaken the love that's within us. And we need to be able and willing to not take that hurt and spit it on other people because we're damaged and broken. It's awakening that love within us and choosing to do something different with our story, choosing to love despite the hatred or the hurts or the pain or the sorrow that we feel, and choosing to do something different and writing a new story in the way that we treat each other, you know? And I think that's a very practical application as we exist as humans, is be kind. Be kind to yourself, because like, you deserve healing. And I think we're mean to ourselves, but be kind to others as well. And I think that's what that song means to me. It brings so much power and restoration and healing to my life. And I hope anybody that listens or takes that recommendation would find that same emotion in the song that I did.
Yes, people, give grace to yourself. And Mr. Anthony, before we wrap up our conversation for today, our episode for today, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, people. My other podcast, because my abstract essay is already in fifth season. Abstract Poetry in second season, and my Book 101 Review in fifth season too. Comedy 101 in second season, and my Food 101 in fifth season as well. Geography 101 in fourth season, and my BB Podcast Law 101 and Mental Health 101 Love Letters in fourth season, and my Movie 101 Review, Music 101 in fourth season, and Science 101 and Sex 101 in second season. Please listen to them wherever you listen your podcast. So, Mr. Tony, if a reader takes away from one thing from your book, what do you hope it is? Is it a method, a feeling, or a new way of listening to the world?
The one thing that I hope to do with this book is to awaken other people's artistic aspirations. Like I said, be kind to yourself a moment ago. I think that if you have a musical or an artistic aspiration, follow it. Follow it. I've had this burning within me my entire life, and I keep stifling it for safety. So right now I'm trying to actually be a little bit more risky and share and pursue some of these left brain ideas. And that's really what I'm telling people. That's the plea that I make with them in the end of the book. Don't let fear stifle your desire to create art. Make it, put it out there, and find your audience. There is an audience waiting to hear what it is that you want to put out there. So if you have an artistic aspiration, Duelist Media is the media imprint that I created to start publishing my music, my books, my music, and to help other authors and artists find their niche and basically go out there and create great art. And so that's what I would say, is if you have one of those aspirations and fear stifles you a little bit, definitely reach out to me. You got a lot of other things, but if that's something that I can help with on my media imprint, that's something that I want to help other people do, is find that voice and start putting quality art out there.
Mr. Tony Castle, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. Hoping for more and more empowering books like this to come. So can you please invite our listeners to support your book, your advocacy, or whatever projects that you're doing right now?
Yeah, so right now you got my website up, or you got Amazon up, but my book is available on the website. It's available on Amazon, Audible, and every other platform, from Barnes & Noble to audiobook. If you're interested, go out and pick it up. And Daniel himself is successful, number one on Podmatch this month. Thank you for everything you're doing, and I wish you continued success as you move forward in the podcast industry.
Likewise, Mr. Tony, let's inspire us and share your story to the world so people will be more determined to be successful in life. So, Mr. Tony, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time today, too.
Mardi Gras people, see you soon.